The New York Mets have announced an agreement to buy the Syracuse Chiefs minor league baseball team. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the Chiefs are community-owned and the deal still needs approval from shareholders.
Mets Chief Operating Officer Jeff Wilpon says there was a little bit of arm twisting by Governor Andrew Cuomo, Onondaga County Executive Joni Mahoney, and Senator Charles Schumer to get the Mets to come to Syracuse.
We've given our word that we're going to be here. We plan to be here long term. We're going to bring some capital to the ballpark. They've told us that we'll have a conversation about the county and the state bringing some capital to improve it. I know there's a lot of changes going around near the ballpark here that they've talked to me about, and I think all that adds up to a long-term relationship.
The agreement would keep the Chiefs in Syracuse through 2025. One of the fears is that if the team is no longer community-owned, it could eventually move away. Syracuse Chiefs General Manager Jason Smorrell says being community-owned is one of the reasons why the team has stayed in Syracuse through tough times since 1961.
And now going forward, this is really just the next evolution, and there's just not enough capital to keep this thing going. So we need somebody like the Mets, like the Wilpon family, to be able to come in here and keep baseball in Central New York.
The Chiefs have turned around their finances in recent years. The Mets deal needs a two-thirds majority of the Chiefs' 11,000 shares from 1,700 shareholders to go through. Shareholders will vote in November. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.